Hey, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have now entered into the world premiere, the world pilot of what? Drum roll.
Spark Conversations Podcast.
Woo! You ain't never seen a podcast like this. No, I'm your host, JK Ben, aka JK The Truth.
And I am your host, Ariel, and we are so excited to have you here for our big premiere.
Yeah. Period, period. This podcast, man. This
we here.
It's sparked. It's gonna be lit.
Oh yeah.
That's all I can say. So we just gonna give y'all just a brief introduction of who we are.
Yes.
How we came about this and what you can look forward to. So many of y'all know me or may not know me. I am JK The Truth. I have a lot. Golly, you know, I ain't trying to boast on myself.
I mean,
I want to boast in things, but I boast in the Holy Ghost.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. This ain't one of them. No, but I am an entrepreneur. I am in the beauty industry. I have my own business. I am a hairstylist, makeup artist, minister of music. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. And I have my own ministry. You gonna get this Light Ministries, and you know we come to set the world ablaze. We play absolutely no games when it comes to setting our generation on fire. Okay.
Okay.
In spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted.
For sure.
That's a brief synopsis about me. We'll get more and more. Y'all are getting more. But we just want to scratch the surface for the beginning.
Just a little bit.
Tell us about you.
So, yes, I am your host, Ariel. I am, first and foremost, a newlywed.
She married.
Yes, I am a newlywed, but I am definitely excited about being here. I have been just looking forward to getting to this place and doing what the Lord has called us to do. Just a little bit about me. I have been serving the Lord for a very long time.
Very long time.
Young. But it's definitely been an amazing journey. Some of you may know me. I host Abide Nights where we go into the deep in prayer. Prayer is where it's at. So yeah, that is just where I am. I am a minister of dance. I'm going to pray the house down.
Period.
And best believe we will be praying. And I'm just excited to be here with my sister. We have been in this thing for almost 5 years, and the Lord knew to put two fiery ones together. Listen, y'all will come to know how we became roomies, okay? But I am super excited about what is about to go down, and we're just going to tell you guys what this podcast is going to be about and what to look forward to. This is just the beginning, we got some hot stuff coming. Yes.
So before we get into that, we just want to give y'all a quick little, what do they call it? Back in the day. No, we just want to give y'all a little throwback of just how we met, how we came together, and then what we will be getting into collectively in this hour and in this time. So me and Ariel met
2019.
Yes. We met. We were a part of the same ministry at the time. And y'all, hold on. Oh, no.
We gotta go back.
No. We met through a mutual friend. Shout out to Sham.
Shout out to Sham.
Through a mutual friend because she was like, so I am heavily into like intimacy with God, prayer. Man. I mean, just heavy in presence, okay? And she was like, no, I got somebody you should link with. And I'm like, okay, cool. So she put us together in a group chat.
Yeah.
And the group chat was called Fire Carriers. So the group chat was called Fire Carriers. And immediately, me and Ariel clicked.
Legitimately.
By way of intimacy, never have meeting each other.
Through the group chat.
And then we left the chat and it just became me and you.
Did actually.
Did kind of linger off. Sorry, Cheryl.
We love you.
We definitely love you.
It did.
No, but we literally like, hold on. I don't know. Y'all, get in y'all word. I don't know if y'all know the story of Elizabeth, but when Mary came, the Bible says her baby leaped.
Yeah.
So everything about meeting Ariel made everything in me leaped. And so for her, and the way that we just meshed and engaged, you would think we shared a womb.
For sure.
And that's how we got the term womies.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute? You'll get it later.
Right, right.
No, but from then on, me and Ariel have always shared. Yeah. Glory to God. I'm getting off. Y'all got tissue on me?
Please.
Me and Ariel have shared a space of intimacy that just has been...
hard for people to understand.
Hard for people to understand. Hard to put words to.
Yeah.
I mean, to meet somebody in God, so in God. One of the things that I told her when I met her, I was like, you make me feel like the intimacy I experienced, like I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
And I felt like I met my other crazy.
Yeah.
Because things of the spirit can be weird. I mean, it's supernatural. And I met my natural in the soup.
Hey! Okay.
Hey, so you have anything you want to add right there?
It's so funny now that I just think about our history. I mean, these almost 5 years have been a journey.
Yeah.
And we've saw each other through the good, the bad,
yes,
the ugly.
Oh, it was so ugly. It was ugly.
I just remember one of the things that the Lord said to me about you, and I remember when I shared it with you, and then we saw the manifestation of the Lord singing over you.
Yes.
And literally, I will never forget that. The glory dust.
Yes.
Like resting on you.
I will never forget that.
Beautiful thing, but I had never experienced that kind of intimacy with God with another person.
Yeah.
So for him to even bring us to a place where things that will throw other people off, for it to make sense to both of us, and then we see it, and then I'd be like, okay, girl, you weird.
Yeah.
Like, no, this, we in this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm excited about just what the rest of this is.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm excited more so that we get to share what we have and what we know.
The world.
With y'all.
Ooh, yes.
Which brings us to our next point of what this is even about. So, first of all, y'all know me. I love going live. I love chatting with y'all. I formerly had a segment called Truth Talks with JK. Yeah. Ariel had her own podcast at one point as well. And so these are just both, let's just be real. The bird had dropped, y'all. It dropped.
It did.
The momentum dropped.
Life happened.
The motivation dropped, but it doesn't mean that there was still not a need for our voices.
Yeah.
And so we're going to kind of get into what Spark Podcast is going to be about. But I first wanted to let y'all know, just bring y'all into that. We both had a burden to do this again.
Yes.
Let's shout out to Obedience.
Yes, right.
Shout out to Obedience, even when it's weird, even when it's hard.
You know what I'm saying? Right, yeah.
Just pursuing what you know God placed on your heart to do. I told her, I was like, man, it's time for just the people of God to just start having hard conversations, to start being honest about where we are in our walk and where we are in our faith. And we have to create that environment. And she had shared with me like, no, I heard the same thing.
Yeah.
And then me and Ariel worked together.
Yes, we did.
Shout out to my, you put me on, she put me on.
I put her on.
We worked together and we were in the conference room one day and I told her, I said, girl, I think I'm supposed to do a podcast. But then I think I'm supposed to have a helper.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, I feel my help. And she literally, and I said, is it you? And we laughed.
Immediately.
We laughed immediately. Yeah. But let me tell y'all something. Let me testify right here. From the moment God downloaded that it was her, and the moment that he downloaded that it was me to her, we immediately got to work.
Yeah.
So let's testify of just swift obedience.
This is the fruit of obedience.
Hey!
You're looking at fruit.
Yes. Don't you ever question it.
And let me say this, too. Because just thinking about it, I have been saying since last year that I wanted to get back into podcasting. And like I said earlier, life had been lifing. And it wasn't that I wasn't motivated to do it, but I think the Lord knew that it needed to be something different this time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I wasn't obeying when he put the burden on me initially, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It was for the both of us.
Yeah.
Something about this is going to get me to my next and God, and this is going to get her to her next and
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
So don't feel like if you have a burden or you feel like the Lord is leading you to something that you're going out there blind. Just obey and he will send your help.
Ooh.
We are now here and plan this in what?
2 weeks maybe?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh no, let's get into it. We're not talking like we just came up here. We're talking photo shoot done. YouTube done. Email links like GoDaddy, everything, everything. But I feel something. That also comes from being in a place of staying ready to be ready.
Yeah.
We live in a place of behind the scenes preparation. Mm-hmm. You never know when you're going to need it. You never know when you're going to be called. You never know when your hour going to be, but we were ready. So everything down to, you know, graphics and again, just the photo shoot, the everything that you needed to build this, we already had in our hands. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. All we had to do was move. All we had to do was hear him and obey.
Yeah.
I pray that for y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, let's release that.
Yeah.
We just release over you even now swift obedience that you will hear the first time and obey the first time, and it will be easy for you.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. It definitely has been easy.
Yeah.
And one thing you want to keep in mind is, of course, when you are obeying God, the enemy is going to come to do his job, steal, kill, and destroy. But if you keep your mind on what God has said, he is going to make it easy for
you.
Yeah. And the day of things are always the things that try to frustrate you. But today has been easy.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Because we are obeying.
Yeah.
So move when you hear him.
Yeah.
Don't delay.
Do
move
not
when
delay.
You hear him.
Amen.
Amen.
It's on you, man.
So just to tell you guys, just our mission behind what Spark Podcast is going to be. Spark Conversations Podcast aims to create an authentic community where those seeking growth can thrive. We're not here for us.
Correct.
We're here for y'all.
Correct.
So we all coming up together.
Correct.
Through wisdom, vulnerability, and a desire to be ignited, because we got that fire and we bringing it, we create a safe space where individuals hungry for spiritual growth can find the support and encouragement they need to go and grow.
You've got a friend in me.
Yes. Hey.
You've got a friend. You definitely have a friend in us. So,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, let's just give it up for our mission.
Right.
Let's just give it up for our mission.
It might be a rough ride. It might be uncomfortable. You might cry. We might
cry.
It's going to be a little emotional. But we here to push each other,
man,
so that we all can go and grow. Nobody is staying down here. We're going to talk about the uncomfortable things. We're going to expose some things. Some things that you don't like may have to resurface. But healing is here. Deliverance is here. Wholeness is here.
She ready to preach.
Just, you know, we whatever you need, God is sending. For you to get here on this couch. We're in therapy.
To preach today.
We're in therapy, okay?
That wasn't on the script.
It wasn't, but you know me.
No, so we definitely wanted to create this space. And I do want to just insert right there that you have to be confident in what God has given you, because nobody can do what only you can do.
Right.
Nobody can do what only you've been assigned to do. We've been assigned to a particular people, a particular audience, that nobody can do what we do. And I love the fact that what we built this on was not anything that we've seen. One of the things that me and Ariel came to solid agreement on was that this podcast was going to be founded on prayer.
Absolutely.
We know that everybody got podcasts. Like, we're not here to... Yeah, it ain't that.
It's not that.
We know that what we have to give and create for such a time as this is who it's for. And so we didn't have to compete with anything. We're not trying to. It was so funny when we sat at the table to try to come up with our target audience.
Yes.
It was almost as if like we couldn't cap it.
Yeah.
Like, whoever wants community, whoever wants growth, whoever wants hunger, whoever desires maturity, whoever desires to be set ablaze, to be set on fire for God, whoever desires to be set in purpose, whoever decides to pursue,
to be reignited,
that's really what this is. So it's like you could not box that type of people. We don't want anybody to feel like, oh, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. If you followed any of us individually, you know that. Especially me.
Yeah.
I live, okay, in the realm of transparency. Y'all know that. Yeah, yeah. My life, for as long as the Lord has allowed, has been just an open book. I've been extremely transparent concerning my walk, concerning my life, concerning my faith. And I have been able to help many, not just outwardly, but just behind the scenes. And I think that partnering with someone else with the like mind and a like God agenda,
we
can reach more together than I can by myself. Yeah. And so I truly believe Ariel's known to be fiery. You gonna get this light. I'm known to for sure light it up.
It's just lit
all the way around. And so that's why we titled it Sparked Conversation. Something in you has no... It literally has no choice but to be ignited. Whether that's through, like she said, exposing things. We're going to get to the truth. We're going to get to the core. It's just going to be good.
Yes.
It's going to be good. And it's going to be what you need. I believe, and we talked about this, that a lot of podcasts, no shade to podcasters. We love all of y'all.
Right.
Keep going. A lot of, right, unapologetically.
For sure.
We wanted this podcast to be rooted in truth. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff that we will talk about, we're going to discuss, it's going to be good, but it's going to be on a firm foundation.
Absolutely.
Yes, we will talk. We're going to communicate. We're going to bust it wide open. Conversation, that is.
Right.
But we gonna lead you back to all truth, that which is the word of God. Yes. We gonna give y'all that word unashamed. Yeah. Okay, we are not here to be, what is that, ear ticklers?
Yeah.
To scratch the itch. No, that's not us. You can scroll and click somewhere else and get that. That's not what it will be here. I truly believe. We are just in a time where our generation just needs to be ignited with truth, because the truth is what will remain. Hey, right?
Yeah.
If I gave you my opinion and she gave you her opinion, that's fickle. That could change at any time. But I believe to have conversations and community, because it will go beyond this. Trust and believe.
Absolutely.
It will go beyond this. Y'all just get ready for gatherings. Get ready for meetups. All of that.
All the things.
Because I believe that what we're doing will reach who we're supposed to reach in this time, to just set you guys ablaze, and so that y'all could become the fruit of what we saw.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Don't you want to be fruit?
Right. And just to piggyback on what JK is saying, it's definitely going to be a place of safety, a place of security, and just creating a space for you to be comfortable with living in your truth.
Absolutely.
As she said, truth is one thing that is not going to go away. It's going to remain. The Bible says the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will stand forever.
She wanna preach we are so not,
we are not going to ever leave any of these sessions without bringing you to the truth, bringing you to the word of God, because when you are surrounded by darkness, that's going to be the light that brings you out. And so be truthful to yourself. Be forgiving to yourself as we go through this journey together. I mean, it's going to be healing, not just for y'all, but for us too, to be able to talk about our life experiences and really show you guys what the word of God did for us.
Yeah.
If it was not for the truth and the strength of the word of God, we wouldn't even be here today. And so you'll get to see more of our stories, more transparency from the both of us, and really see how we even ended up here to be those who can live in our truth, stand on the word of God, have a good time, still be young.
And popping and fine and pretty all and powerful.
All of that.
Don't play with it.
All of that.
that. Let's break that stigma.
Right, right.
That, right. Like, see, I don't even want to go there. This is supposed to be the pilot.
You're right.
This is supposed to be the pilot. But no, y'all, we have to show that there is a place. And I'm not, oh, I hear you, Holy Ghost.
Come on.
It's not a place because it was already done. It's a place because we're creating it. We're creating this space to show you can stand in the truth of God and still be popping.
Yes.
Still be pretty. Still be powerful. Still be the standard.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Right.
We've seen many who get in a place of power, platform, and position, and they lose the standard somewhere in down the line. I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's attention. I don't know. Yeah. But they lose the focus. They lose the way. They lose the reasoning why it was started, why it began in the first place. But I just believe, like, that standard has been set. Mm-hmm. You're looking at it. The standard has been set. You're looking at it, and it's going to, again, ignite those who that is in you.
Yeah.
Many of y'all are called to be the standard. You just ain't been called. You ain't seen it yet. But through these spark conversations, we're going to pull that out of you. And what I am actually most excited about is the transformation that's going to take place. People do not know you can get free. You can get healed through what you release from your mouth.
Absolutely.
Through a conversation. Hey.
We got to start talking, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to start talking.
That's right.
We're so used to dealing with things within ourselves, or we don't want to talk about what makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about the things you don't want to talk about.
Ask me what else we don't like.
What else?
We don't like correction.
Facts.
We don't like transformation.
Yeah.
When it's not the thing that we want.
Yeah. We don't like change. We don't like anything new.
And guess what else we don't like? We don't like accountability.
You getting it here. You getting it here.
I'm trying to tell you now. Y'all can go ahead and unsubscribe.
Right now.
Follow. You can the door.
Right.
You
now.
Can leave if that's not what you're desiring. I truly believe. But I feel like you do. I feel like deep down in your soul, in your core, you know you're longing for accountability. You're longing for help. You're longing for partnership. Yeah. You're longing for growth. And I'm not talking to your flesh.
Yeah.
Because your flesh telling you click out. Nah, you probably didn't even make it through the 20 minutes. But we ain't here for your flesh. We're not even here to appease that. But I believe that we are speaking to your spirit, man. And it is just the season where your spirit got to grow. That's our bio. I'm not, well, y'all know that when y'all see this.
Yeah.
It says, you want to grow? Let's chat.
Let's chat.
Yeah. What? How cute is that? Do you want to grow? Let's talk. Because there will be growth and transformation through every conversation that we have. Why? Because, y'all, let me tell y'all the beauty of this. We're not coming in ourselves.
Right.
And I know, like, we were even discussing, he don't know this yet, what we were discussing with one of the partners here, like, what do people in podcasts talk about? What do people in podcasts do? And one of the things he said was, you know, you want to maybe start with something that's going on in the world, or maybe something that's a hot topic. And we laugh because we knew nothing. Y'all, I don't know what the world be talking about. So I don't want to make nothing weird, because I love him for that. Like, I love that that was the advice that he gave us, because we just really legit needed help. We never done this before. Oh, well, not like this.
Yeah, not like this.
But what I loved about that is that there is a place where you can be so in God that you legit don't know what the world is talking about. But what we do want to do is have real conversations, but not so much so that we're coming here to gather what's popular or what's going on. We want to know what's popular in the spirit.
Yeah.
And what we need to do to bring it in the earth.
Yeah.
We about to make that our normal. And we know that it's not normal. So get used to, get ready for a new normal. Ooh.
I received that.
I felt that in my belly.
Yeah.
Get ready just for a new normal. Once again, this just will not be what we've known our conversations to be. They will be ignited. You will be ignited. And you will never be the same.
Yeah. And you made it through this video. or this podcast because you already know what you need is here.
Yeah.
You are seeing this
yes.
because what you need is here. Yeah. It is time for you to arise. It is time for you to come up. It is time for you to grow. And if we have to be the avenue or the door that the Lord uses to get you to your next, then so be it.
Absolutely.
Y'all, we're going to be crying. I'm telling you, it is going to be
the next session. We're just going to have tissues everywhere.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about things that are even going to be uncomfortable for us to talk about. Yeah. But if nobody's talking about what's uncomfortable, then where does the healing come in?
Yeah.
And that's what we are going to be doing. That is why we are here. Nobody is going to be left behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be able to ask questions.
Absolutely.
Give us your requests. All of the things that you need guidance and direction on. And it won't be coming from us.
Yeah.
It is coming from the God in us.
Absolutely.
He sent us for this time for all of you to get where you need to be for you to go and grow.
Amen.
So let's talk. Let's have those conversations that are going to ignite us, that are going to refuel us, that is going to keep the fire on our altars burning. And even if you don't even know what that means, like, we talking about this.
Correct.
So
we're gonna bring you an understanding.
Stay tuned.
So with that being said, we need y'all to engage. We need y'all to partner with us. We're gonna start first by starting by saying you can submit all questions and topics and inquiries, yes, prayer requests. You can submit all of that to info@sparkedconversations.com. We want to know. And if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine. You can also, by the time this airs, we'll be on Instagram. Follow us.
Yes. Please, please, please.
Follow us at Sparked Conversations on Instagram. You can DM us. You can send in your requests, your inquiries. What is it called? Just whatever. Whatever you know. Oh, I hear the Lord. Let me be led right here. Just whatever you know is on your heart. Areas that you are struggling in. Areas that you are finding difficulty in. Areas that you just need assistance, accountability, and help. Ooh. Let's start there. So we are here for y'all. So we're going to start with needing you to send in those requests, those topics, those all of that to our DMs. Once again, info@sparkedconversations.com. I'm pretty sure it'll be a graphic somewhere. We're gonna put it in there. Or it'll be in the bio. It'll be somewhere. You'll get what you need. Hey, trust me, you'll get what you need.
Yeah. So thank you guys for...
Oh, you too. Look at us. That's how we gonna be.
Right.
This ain't playing. I can't wait to laugh with y'all. Laugh a little. Loosen up. Laugh. And that's another thing. If y'all think y'all came here for me to preach, Ariel's doing all the preaching. Clearly it's something in her belly. And she ready. I ain't mad at it, but I want y'all to get the other side of me because everybody know, y'all know me. Y'all know me. I can preach in a moment. And I love that. And because it's a word in everything. When you got the sight and the perspective of God, it is a word in anything.
Yeah.
Hey, hallelujah. but no, we are really going to be our authentic selves. So I'm so excited.
Y'all gonna be
laughing. I was trying to whisper to her, follow our YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube, Spark Conversations.
Yes, yes.
You just, and tag a friend and tell a friend.
And it's S-P-A-R-K-D.
D. No E.
Yes.
Remove the E. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
I feel like we are coming to the conclusion of our pilot. And I feel like we should just pray with y'all.
Yeah.
That we should just pray with y'all. So you're going to start and then I'm going to push and I'm going to close. And we're just going to declare and decree over these beautiful people.
I'm excited.
Me too. So excited.
This is gonna be a good season.
Hold on, I want to say one more thing.
Good season.
I just got to bring it back to y'all. Y'all are looking at the manifestation of what was once a God thought.
Yeah.
Oof. This wasn't the imagination of God, and then He downloaded it into our minds because we have His mind. Mm-hmm. Woo! Hold on, y'all. Click. Play the track. Cue the song.
Strap in.
Yeah, so I want to end that with letting y'all know you are looking at what was perceived in the mind of God, imparted into our minds.
Hey.
Obedience and then manifestation. Yeah. Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we thank you. So if anybody is struggling with producing fruit, you're looking at it. Let this be your testimony. Let this be your encouragement. You looking at the fruit.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for the fruit.
Thank you for the fruit.
Thank you, Lord. So, God, we just thank you. We thank you for just all of our viewers, yes, everyone, Lord, that is here, everyone that is watching this. Yes, we thank you that you brought them to Spark Conversations Podcast. We thank you that you are preparing them to go and grow. We just pray that you would release the encouragement, the hope that they need, that you would just refresh them, even for obeying and staying to the end. And listening, we pray that, God, you would just continue to draw those who are hungry for you, that are thirsting for you, those that have been stuck, those that have been struggling, those that are unsure of who they are and whose they are. We pray for those even now, God, and we just ask, God, that you would just breathe on them.
Yes, Lord.
And that as we are obeying you, that this will be a place of safety, a place of transparency, a place of trust, and a place of truth.
Yeah.
God, we thank you for the manifested fruit of what you gave us. And we just pray that it will be everything that your people need.
Yeah.
Everyone that watches, everyone that tunes in, everyone that hears our voices will receive healing, will receive deliverance, will receive strength, will receive peace, protection, and joy, just because they are in their appointed place that you have ordained for their lives. We thank you, God, for this moment,
thank
for bringing them here, and that they will just begin to see themselves the way you see them, and that their new normal will be in you, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And as we close, we want to just decree favor over you.
Yeah.
We just decree freedom is your portion. We just decree swift obedience.
Yes.
We just decree that there will be a drawing. We just decree that there will be an unction for you to just not hear but apply. We just decree that you are in your right place at your right time. We just command time, to be manifested here in the earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
We just decree you are blessed. You are favored. You are loved. You are fathered and you are kept. And we pray that as he keeps you, keep you again to come and see. No, in Jesus' name. We love you. We love you. Yes. Thank y'all again.
Thank you for tuning
in. We cannot wait to see you on episode 2. We're going to give y'all a little sneak peek called what?
Guess who?
Oh, we ain't going to tell y'all what it's about. You got to tune in to see.
So we'll see y'all.
Once again, I'm JK.
I'm your host, Ariel.
Thank you for joining Spark Conversations, and we will see you all next time.
Peace.